Delivery Principles, your source for our software delivery principles at Worldwide Technology. Delivery principle number 8, simplicity.
Number 8 in our Synchrony Agile Delivery Principles is the only one that actually didn't change from the original 12 Agile principles we started from. It is simplicity. The art of maximizing the amount of work not done is essential. So why is it essential for us? Well, first, our clients pay for our time in a very tangible way. Therefore, we provide the most value to them when we can minimize the amount of work that it takes to satisfy their expectations. Second, nearly every time we add a feature to an application we develop, we make that application more complex. We must therefore make sure we're only adding what is needed in order to maximize our agility in our development and quality. Third, with the dynamic nature of our teams that often experience staffing changes, the simpler we can keep our application, our processes, and our working environment, the less impact those staffing changes are going to have. We also have to think not just about simplifying for today, but what will happen in the future. Taking shortcuts or going the easy way may seem like a good idea now, but if you're building up more debt for tomorrow you to deal with, you're not practicing simplicity. We also have to apply this principle to itself. We can't spend all of our time trying to improve our simplicity and not generate value to the customer. So it's a difficult balance. So what are the acceptance criteria for this principle? How do we know that we're practicing simplicity? Well, first, the units of work should represent only what is needed to accomplish the business value we're trying to add, and should be small enough to be completed well within the project's delivery cadence, meaning that your stories shouldn't be getting too big or too complex, and you need to watch out for scope creep in those stories. Also, the work needs to be visible and tracked and demonstrate regular progression through the steps needed for completion. So can everyone on the team easily see what's in progress and where it is? And do you have a smooth flow of work through completion? You should also see that fast feedback loops are in place between the product ownership and the delivery team so that you can evaluate the work and redirect if needed. You need to be constantly checking that you're not going in the wrong direction or you're not doing more than is necessary to get the work done. The team and stakeholders should also have processes for reviewing and evaluating technical debt at a regular cadence to determine whether or not it should be taken on. Sometimes it might make sense to take on some debt in order to solve a problem or prove out a solution, but you have to make sure it's not getting out of control. It's also important that processes for setting up and maintaining all project-related work environments are well-documented or ideally automated, and they need to be well understood by all members of the team. Automation is really your friend when it comes to fragile or often repeated team processes. Making it a priority to make sure you can easily deploy your systems and set up new workstations is worth the time that it's going to save you in the long run. So I'm sure you can relate many of the things your team is doing to the principles and acceptance criteria I just talked about. Maximizing the amount of work not done isn't laziness. It's a recognition of how valuable our team's time is and how dedicated we are to our customers. Thanks.